Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Yevamos Daf Samach Dal, the sixth parak Habal Yabimto. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Brice of a man married a woman and remained with her for 10 years, but she didn't bear children. Yotzi v'yiten kesuba. He must divorce her and give her the money he owes from the kesuba. Shemo zachel hibanos mimena. For perhaps he was not zocha to build a family through her. The Gemara brings a zecher l'davar, a hint for this din. For it says in the pasuk regarding Sarai giving Avram Hagar. Miketz Esoshonim Hashemes Avram be'Eretz Canaan, after 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Canaan, and she gave her to Avram, her husband, him as a wife. Now, this also teaches She'en Yeshivas Chutzgards, Olamin Aminyan, that the 10 years that he spent living outside of Israel are not included in the count of 10 years, as Rashi explains, for perhaps it was the sin of living in Chutzgards that prevented her from conceiving. From here we could derive that if the husband got ill, or the wife got sick, or they were both confined in prison, the days during these times are not included in the count of 10 years. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Avinu Akraya, Yitzchak Avinu was sterile. As it says in the Pasuk, V'yatar Yitzchak Anochach Ishto. Yitzchak entreated HaKadosh Baruch Hu opposite his wife because she was barren. It doesn't say Al Ishto regarding his wife, but rather Anochach, opposite his wife. Malam and Shishneim Akurim, to teach that both of them were sterile. So Yitzchak Davin regarding his infertility, and Rivka Davin regarding her infertility. The Gemara said, if both were sterile, why does the Pasuk say V'yatar Lo, and Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by him? It should have said, by them, and answers, Lavisha ain't a doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik with tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. Because there's no comparison between the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, to the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a Rasha. On a related note, Rabbi Yitzchak said, why were the avos and imaos infertile? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavla tefillahs and shol tzaddikim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillahs of tzaddikim. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Nisus l'rishon v'meis, if a woman was married to her first husband, and he died, and then she was married to a second husband, and he died. Rabbi says, L'shishi lo tinasi, she should not get married to a third husband. She's presumed to be a katanis, a woman who causes her husbands to die. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says she may marry a third husband, but if he dies, she may not marry a fourth husband. The Gemara asks that while it's understandable in a case where a family has had multiple children die from bris milah, that there's a presumption that there's some hereditary cause, and therefore rational concern whether milah should be done on a child from that family. But what is the basis for presuming that the death of one's husbands will have any bearing on the death of a future husband? It was said in the name of Rabbahuna Mayan Gorem, her spring causes her husbands to die through having relations with. Ravashi said, Mazal Gorem, we suspect her mazal causes their deaths. The nafkamini between them is a case where he died after erison without consummating the marriage, or if he fell from a palm tree and died. So once again, the 3 points are number one, it was taught in a brace. If a man married a woman and remained with her for 10 years, but she didn't bear children, Yotzi v'yiten kesuba, he must divorce her and give her the money he owes from the kesuba, Shemo l'zakul hibanos mimena, for perhaps he was not zochen to build a family through her. The Gemara brings a zecher l'davar, a hint for this din. For it says in the pasuk regarding Sarai giving Avram Hagar, Miketz Esoshonim Hashemes Avram be'Eretz Canaan, after 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Canaan, and she gave her to Avram, her husband, him as a wife. Now, this also teaches She'en Yeshivas Chutzgards, Olamin Aminyan, that the 10 years that he spent living outside of Israel are not included in the count of 10 years, as Rashi explains, for perhaps it was the sin of living in Chutzgards that prevented her from conceiving. From here we could derive that if the husband got ill or the wife got sick, or they are both confined in prison, the days during these times are not included in the count of 10 years. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Avinu Akraya, Yitzchak Avinu was sterile. As it says in the Pasuk, V'yatar Yitzchak Anochach Ishto. Yitzchak entreated HaKadosh Baruch Hu opposite his wife because she was barren. It doesn't say Al Ishto regarding his wife, but rather Anochach, opposite his wife. Malam and Shishneim Akurim, to teach that both of them were sterile. So Yitzchak Davin regarding his infertility, and Rivka Davin regarding her infertility. The Gemara said, if both were sterile, why does the Pasuk say V'yatar Lo, and Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by him? It should have said, by them, and answers, Lavisha ain't a doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik with tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. Because there's no comparison between the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, to the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a Rasha. On a related note, Rabbi Yitzchak said, why were the avos and imaos infertile? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu desires the tefillahs of tzaddikim. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Nisus l'rishon v'meis, if a woman was married to her first husband, and he died, and then she was married to a second husband, and he died. Ravi says, L'shishi lo tinasi, she should not get married to a third husband. She's presumed to be a katanis, a woman who causes her husbands to die. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says she may marry a third husband, but if he dies, she may not marry a fourth husband. The Gemara asks that while it's understandable in a case where a family has had multiple children die from bris milah, that there's a presumption that there's some hereditary cause, and therefore rational concern whether milah should be done on a child from that family. But what is the basis for presuming that the death of one's husbands will have any bearing on the death of a future husband? It was said in the name of Rabbahuna Mayan Gorem, her spring causes her husbands to die through having relations with. Ravashi said, Mazal Gorem, we suspect her mazal causes their deaths. The nafka mina between them is a case where he died after erison without consummating the marriage, or if he fell from a palm tree and died. All right, so now we got our siman daf samach dalet, and our standard siman relates to secret, a sod, and we use a secret agent. A secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, while his wife was hiding away the death certificates of her two previous husbands. Once again, slow motion. This secret agent, that must be more daf samach dalet, sod. The secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, if a man married a woman and remained with her for 10 years, but she didn't bear children, he must divorce her and give her the money he owes from her ksuba, shemel zachu hibanos mimena, for perhaps he was not zochet to build a family through her. The Gemara brings a zechu adabra, a hint for this din, for it says in the pasuk regarding Sarah giving Avram Hagar, that after 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Canaan, and she gave her to Avram, her husband to him as a wife. And this also teaches that the years that he spent living outside of Eretz Yisrael are not included in the count of 10 years, as Rashi explains, for perhaps it was the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz that prevented her from conceiving. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, which reminds us that Yitzhak Avinu was also akur, he was also sterile, and that's why the pasuk says that he davened nochach ishto, opposite his wife. Rav Yitzhak said, why were the avos and imaos sterile? Mifnei shekadosh baruch hu misavu tefilas shel tzedikim, because kadosh baruch hu desires the tefilas of tzedikim. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, while his wife was hiding away the death certificates of her two previous husbands, which reminds us that the malchus is going, how many husbands have to die before determining that the wife is a katanis, two or three? And the Gemara says that the reason we can presume there's a connection between their deaths, even though they're not related, is either Mayan Gorem, her spring causes her husband to die through having relations with her, and Ravashi said Mazal Gorem, we suspect her muzzle causes their deaths. So once again, the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, while his wife was hiding away the death certificates of her two previous husbands. All right, now it's time for four Blatbach Chazara. Dav Samach. So the Simmer Dav Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker, that must be more Dav Samach, smiley face stickers. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'ase, which reminds us, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether Yesh Chalal B'Chai Ve'ase, whether a Chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an Ase, such as in the case of a Nambasula to a Kohen Gadol. The Malchokas is based on how they darshan the pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, Amana grusha b'chalal azona es eilu lo yikach king basula. A widow, a divorcee, a chalal azona, he shall not marry, only a basula of his people shall he take as his wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, v'lo yachalal zaro be'amav, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people. So, when the Kohen Gadol who handed a I make a chalal sticker to the non-basula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an arusa and just passed away, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, a chosa arusa, a Kohen's sister, who died as an arusa, Reimen Rabbi Yehuda say, matami la, he may become tami for her, was Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say, he may not. The Gemara explains how they darshan a pasuk to support their position. So when the Kohen who handed a, I make a chalal sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an arusa, and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts, who stuck them on their heads, like it sits. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the pasuk states in regard to the Midianite girls that were taken captive by the Jewish soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with a male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The girls were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day, and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. Daf Samachov. So the simur Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician sawing a person in half. So here goes. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, saw the woman in half, that must be more in Daf Samachov. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an olah in a non-Jewish cemetery when he saw the woman in half-trick, didn't work out well, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brights where Shimon bar Yochai used to say, Kivrei ovdei chachavim einam mitam ba'olah. The graves of idolaters do not transmit tumah by way of an olah. For it's saying the pasuk in Yechezkel, Va'aten tzoni tzon merisi adam atem. Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn, Atem Kareem Adam, Ein Ahov De Kochavim Kareem Adam. You are referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. And since the pasuk that discusses Tumas Ohel mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ohel only applies to Israel and not idolaters. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an Ohel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half-trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, which reminds us that we have multiple opinions regarding who's considered a zona. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an olah in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman a hat-trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here that if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayav to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who is capable of having children. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral, submarine? That must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Beis Shammai holds the mitzvah is two males, learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Beis Hillel says it's a male and female, learned from Adon Chava. The Gemara explains why they did not hold of each other's source. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain, which reminds us, it was taught in a bright, so Shosh Dvarim Asa Moshe Medaito, Behiskim Nekosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, Nekosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance, separating from Sipora after the Aseres Dibros, breaking the Luchos, and adding one day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. SBA for short, separating, breaking, abstinence. So, the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain, and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the death of Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim, and of rebuilding Torah in his old age with five Talmidim. Daf Samach Gimel, so the similar Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue, that must be more Daf Samach Gimel. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one, Ezer Kenegdo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings seven statements that were taught by Rabbi Elazar. Among them are, Kol Adam Sheinu Isha, Eino Adam. Any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man. For the pasuk states, he created them male and female, and he called their name Adam. Also, what's the meaning of that which is written, Esla Ezer Kenegdo? I will make him a helpmate opposite him, Zocha Ozarto, Lo Zocha Kenegdo. The man is Zocha, she helps him. If he's not Zocha, she opposes him. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one, Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, which reminds us, we discussed the pasuk, Motza Ani Marma Mavis is the Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. And the Gemara brings the examples of the wives of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, as well as the custom done in Eretz Yisrael, that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matzah or Motza? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. He who has found a wife has found goodness. Or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Ani Marma Mavis is a Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one, Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. Which reminds us when Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he wasn't married. He answered, Uma esa shenafshi chashak b'torah, eshu oyom shizkayim al yedei cherem. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.